So, this next gentleman coming to the stage, we met him a couple months ago when we did a Weird Your Stories at Black Rock Pub instead of here. That was a lot of fun. He's a cool dude. He doesn't really like Bruce Springsteen, which we talked about. That broke my heart a little. But you know what? I can forgive, guys. Nobody's perfect. This is Nathan Robert.
I'm going to sit down if that's all right.
Yeah.
So the last time I came up here, I didn't title my story, which is really weird for me because normally that's a big thing that I do. And Eric came up with a really good title for it. But this time I'm not giving him that pleasure. So this is going to be called, Will You Please Spend New Year's Eve With Me? Each and every year, for the first 26 years of my life, when the last Thursday of November rolled around, I would make the journey to my parents' house in Muskegon, Michigan, to gorge myself on pumpkin pie and store-bought canned cranberries, and feign interest in the Lions game, and lately, to see just how much I could get away with drinking before they noticed. Oh, and my nephew. Since I moved to Chicago, that's the one thing that keeps me going back more than anything else, my little 7-year-old nephew. This year, for the first time, I did not go back. Thanks to my latest attempt at a real people's job and my desire to, at the same time, make a mark in my chosen career field, theater, there just wasn't time. I ended up getting invited to my Colombian roommate's mother's apartment, eating chocolate caramel turkey and playing Pictionary charades, and spilling red wine all over the white carpet. But that's not the point. I think my favorite holiday is New Year's Eve. It resembles all the fun and drinking and friends of St. Patrick's Day, minus Wrigleyville and the overabundance of green, with the potential romance of Valentine's, minus the glittering greeting card corporateness and false expectations. I like the sense of reinvention, of starting something new, of trying to make a change, the whole new beginning of it all. Or at least the sense of its possibility, its reality. That is, until we go back to school or work or wherever else, whatever else life with a capital L is a couple days later. There's this saying I've heard, that you spend New Year's Eve the same way you're going to spend the rest of the year. In my experience, that has not yet turned out to be true, unless by that you mean drinking. In which case, I don't believe truer words have ever yet been spoken. Last year, I spent New Year's Eve and day, much at the time the same way that I would have liked to spend 2014, with my friend M. This year, I will likely spend it, like Thanksgiving, alone. Grubhub and Hulu is fast becoming the new Chicago holiday tradition for the Bays household. I have someone who I would like to spend the holiday with, but they currently reside 5 or so states away in a different time zone. So I can't even call her and wish her a Happy New Year's, even though I will. But it's either going to be too late, too little too late for her, or too much too soon for me. And that is an impossible decision for someone as indecisive as myself to make. Last year again, I was with my friend, her entire family, and her 4-year-old daughter, Willow. We made Thai food and played Cards Against Humanity while drinking champagne. There was no watching the ball drop, no Ryan Seacrest, no big countdown, no midnight kiss, although that one I've become used to. It was 12:10 before anyone even noticed it was a new year, and the only reason for that was because I went to the kitchen for more beer and noodles. It wasn't perfect, but it felt perfect. There had been a moment earlier in the night when I was playing with Willow as her mother was cooking, and bluegrass was playing from the kitchen. And I thought to myself that if this was how my life were to end up, then, yeah, things really would have turned out to be okay. I felt a sense of belonging, of home, something I hadn't felt in years. But that's what I'm talking about. The new year offers a chance to reinvent yourself. It's a time for real reflection, both of things behind and ahead. As a chronic overthinker, it is a time of the year carbon made for me. It's like getting the chance to pack up your past and move on without all the packing and heavy lifting and bribery of friends. Well, maybe some emotional bribery. But I take it as a welcome opportunity to remind myself that nothing in this life is permanent. And sometimes that's a good thing. The other night, my friend Ryan told me that the meaning of love, what it's all about, is having someone who wants to tell you something. And so on December 31st, as hard as it will be for me to only hear a voice, instead of feeling that tangy press of lips, that warmth of embrace, I will make that call. Because I have something I want to tell someone. Happy New Year's.
Thank you so much, Nathan. You know what, man? I was going to make a joke about giving that a real stupid title online, and then you had such a sweet, heartfelt ending that I can't do that without looking like a jackass. So you win this round, Nathan. But we'll meet again.